From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama delivers his second State of the Union speech tonight. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that it comes at a moment of strength for the president halfway through his term.
The State of the Union is generally a powerful moment for any president, but for Mr. Obama, it comes after a string of them. In December, he accomplished several legislative victories during the lame duck session of Congress. Then in Tucson earlier this month, he delivered a powerful eulogy for victims of the shooting there. Now he'll try to build on those successes. He'll point to the tax deal that he reached with Republicans as an example of how the parties can work together in the next 2 years. And he'll expand on his message of civility from the Tucson memorial speech. Most of the address will focus on his plans for rebuilding the American economy, creating jobs, and making the U.S. competitive with foreign countries. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
In a boost to President Obama's defense of his handling of the economy, consumer confidence hit its highest level in 7 months. NPR's Brett Neely has more on the latest report from the Conference Board.
There's been a gap between the cold, hard economic numbers, which have been improving steadily, and how consumers feel about the economy. This report from the nonprofit Conference Board says consumers are finally starting to feel better. The Consumer Confidence Index jumped to its highest level since May. Consumers said the job market and business conditions are getting better. There was one dark cloud on the horizon in the Conference Board's report. Some consumers worry that a recovering economy could bring higher inflation in the months ahead. Brett Neely, NPR News, Washington.
Egyptian security forces are running up against thousands of anti-government protesters in the center of Cairo. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports demonstrations demanding an end to Hosni Mubarak's nearly 30-year reign have turned into a violent confrontation.
People have taken control of a large number of streets. And up until this point, at least what I've seen, the police have been tolerating it. But apparently their patience ran out when the protesters arrived here in front of the Interior Ministry.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo. The U.S. commander of foreign troops in Afghanistan is offering an upbeat assessment of the past year. General David Petraeus said in a message to troops and civilians that they have worked to halt a downward security spiral in much of the country. But according to Reuters News Service, the Afghanistan office that advises non-government organizations on security argues the situation's actually worse and that any message to the contrary is just meant to influence foreign opinion before troops start pulling out this year. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down nearly 60 points at 11,924. The NASDAQ Composite Index off now 13 at 2,705, with the S&P 500 down 7 at 1,284. This is NPR. An explosion has ripped through the heart of the Philippine capital's financial district, leaving 4 people dead and 14 others wounded. Police in Manila say they believe the blast came from a remotely detonated mortar round. In a nationally televised statement today, the president pledged to the country that all those behind the attack would be brought to justice. In the aftermath of a suicide attack on Moscow's busiest airport, Russia's president appears to be holding airport security personnel responsible, suggesting lapses led to the bombing that killed at least 35 people and wounded more than 100. As NPR's David Green reports from Moscow, no one has claimed responsibility for the explosion, which ripped through the arrivals hall at Russia's airport.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev delayed his trip to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland so he could manage the crisis at home. This morning, Medvedev insisted in a television appearance that airport officials should have to explain obvious violations in their security plan that may have led to the bombing. Domodedovo Airport has metal detectors at airport entrances, but they're only used occasionally, meaning anyone can enter the main terminal area away from the gates. Witnesses say yesterday's attack was carried out by someone who brought a suitcase to the International Arrivals Hall, never having to be screened. Domodedovo is the same airport that had a major security lapse in 2004. Suicide bombers were able to bribe their way through security and onto 2 separate flights. Shortly after takeoff, both planes blew up, killing 90 people. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Across the U.S., activists on both sides of the debate over electronic cigarettes are closely watching developments in New York, where another effort is underway to ban the device. Some lawmakers want more federal research on the product, arguing the device is just another addictive habit. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.